Title: Stepper Swing Glue Breakdown Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build that classic stepper breakdown glue where the groove breathes, the atmospheres feel massive, and the drums feel connected, but you do not pay for it with headroom, mushy transients, or that why is my drop smaller than my breakdown problem. This is an advanced workflow lesson in Ableton Live 12, stock devices, and it's very much the old school jungle mindset. The kick and snare are the law, and everything else is motion and texture around them. First, set the scene. Put your tempo in the 168 to 174 zone. I'll think in 172, because it's a sweet spot for that stepper drive. On the master, drop a limiter just as a safety while we build. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. Look ahead 1 millisecond, release on auto. And here's the discipline. We're not mixing into heavy limiting. This limiter is a seatbelt, not an engine. Headroom target for the breakdown. Aim for master peaks around minus 6 dB. If you can keep that, you're going to feel how much easier it is to make the drop hit without fighting clipping or having to turn everything down later. Now the key concept. Split your drums into anchors and swing. Create a drums group. Inside it, make an anchor group and a swing group. Anchor is kick and snare or clap. Maybe a rim if it's part of the main backbeat. These are your pillars. Swing is hats, rides, ghost snares, shuffles, break tops, little ticks, anything that creates forward motion and funk. And optional, if you're layering a full break loop like an Amen or Think, you can put it on its own break track or even in the swing world depending on how you use it. The point is you're not treating everything like one blob, because old school stepper works when the anchors stay consistent and the tops do the dancing. If you glue everything equally, your kick and snare start apologizing. We don't want apologetic drums. Next, establish the stepper rhythm. For the anchor pattern, keep it simple and deadly. Snare strong on 2 and 4. Kick often on 1 and then that second kick around the end of 3, depending on the vibe. The exact placement can change, but the concept is stable. Anchors are tight, not swung, so keep anchor MIDI tight. Keep warping clean, minimal swing on the anchors. If your snare starts wandering, it stops being groove and starts being bad timing. Unless you really, really know what you're doing. Now on the swing layer, build your movement. 8th or 16th hats, offbeat hats, ghost notes, and if you're using a break for texture, high pass it and treat it like top energy. The break is seasoning here, not the main meal. Here's where Leib's groove pool comes in. Load something like MPC 16 swing, maybe 57 to 63 as a starting zone. Then apply that groove only to the swing elements, not the anchor group. A good starting feel is groove amount around 30 to 60%, timing around 60 to 90. Random 2 to 6 for tiny human drift. Velocity, only a little if your samples respond musically, maybe 0 to 20. And listen for the result. The hats and ghosts start leaning, but the snare stays authoritative. That separation is the stepper magic. Now the main event. Glue without headroom loss. We're going to do parallel glue, frequency aware, so we're adding density in the mids and highs instead of inflating low-end peaks. Make a return track called a glue. Send the swing group to a glue around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Start lower and bring it up. Send the anchor either not at all, or very lightly, like minus 24 to minus 18 dB, only if you want a tiny bit of shared space. Most of the time, the anchors don't need to be in the glue bath. They need to be in front. Now build the device chain on return A. Order matters. First device, EQ 8, high pass it hard, 24 dB per octave, somewhere between 120 and 180 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you care about headroom. The low end does not belong in this glue return. If it's getting boxy, dip a couple dB around 300 to 500 Hz. And if you want air, a very small shelf up 1 or 2 dB around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep it subtle. We are aiming for cohesion, not a hi-hat brightness contest. Second device, glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, so transients still poke through. Release on auto, or try 0.3 seconds if you want that classic bounce. Ratio 2:1. Threshold, so you're only seeing 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. And important, makeup gain off. This is how people lose headroom without noticing. If the glue bus gets louder, you'll think it's better, but it's just louder. Soft clip on, subtle. That helps catch peaks without sounding like you crushed it. Third device, saturator, mode soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1.5 to 4 dB, and then level match the output so it's not secretly louder. If you want, soft clip on, but again, tasteful. This is glue, not demolition. Fourth device, optional but extremely effective, Drum boss. Drive around 2 to 5. Crunch 0 to 10. But be careful because jungle tops can get harsh fast. Boom at 0 because we filtered the lows anyway. Damp to control brittleness, basically managing that upper region so the hats feel energetic, but not like razor blades. Transience can be slightly negative for smoothness or slightly positive for extra bite, but don't overdo it. Then a utility at the end. Set gain so return A isn't peaking like crazy. And width, maybe 80 to 120% if it helps. Don't automatically widen everything. Wide noisy hats can collapse in mono and mask your snare. If in doubt, keep width closer to neutral. Now, coach note that will save you years. Calibrate the glue bus so it never steals loudness. Put another utility at the end of a glue, and use it to level match. Toggle the return on and off while keeping the master peak within about 0.2 dB either way. If the on version feels better without being louder, you built real glue. If it only feels better when it's louder, you built a trick, and the bill will come later at the master. Also use Live 12 metering like a detective. If your master peak jumps when you raise the glue send, you're letting low mid spikes through, usually 150 to 400 Hz. Go back to that EQ on the return and refine the filtering or dip. If peak stays similar but everything feels smaller, you overdamp transients. Your compressor attack might be too fast, drum bus transients too negative, or saturator clipping too hard. Glue should connect things, not shrink them. Next, make the breakdown breathe, but don't hard pump it. Create an Atmos group for pads, stabs, tails, vinyl, rain, crowd, tuned reverb tails, all that cinematic jungle fog. On the Atmos group, put an EQ8 high pass around 80 to 150 Hz. Keep the bass region clean, always. Then a compressor with sidechain. Sidechain input from the snare, or the anchor group. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Threshold so you get 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. The goal is rhythmic space without obvious pumping. You want the Atmos to inhale around the snare, not get slammed out of the way like EDM. Advanced move, duck the glue return slightly from the snare. On return a glue, after the saturation, add another compressor. Sidechain from snare, ratio 2:1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. And keep it tiny, like half a dB to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is huge for clarity. It stops the glue wash from stepping on the snare crack. Now let's arrange the breakdown. Think 16 bars, classic old school energy curve. Bars 1 to 4, strip and tease. Mute the kick, keep the snare on 2 and 4. Hats low, minimal. Bring up the Atmos and your reverb sends, and automate the swing send into a glue slowly upward, like minus 12 toward minus 6 over those first sections. Also, you can automate the Atmos sidechain threshold slightly lower over time, so the groove gets more pronounced without you adding more drum layers. Bars 5 to 8. Add shuffle and ghost life. Introduce ghost snares and shakers with that groove pull swing. Add a filtered break top. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz, so it's just jungle air and fuzz, not low mid clutter. And automate a tiny bit more saturation on the glue bus. Like plus 1 dB drive over this section. It should feel like the room is warming up, not like the cymbals are frying. Bars 9 to 12. Tension, but keep headroom. Add riser noise, but band limit it. Use auto filter in band pass mode sweeping from around 300 Hz up to 6 kHz. You'll get intensity without eating sub headroom. If you add reverb, do it smart. Decay 2.5 to 5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high pass inside the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz. Reverb lows are headroom thieves, and keep anchors consistent here. Avoid adding new low-end layers in the breakdown. If your breakdown feels huge because of low-end, your drop has nowhere to go. Bars 13 to 16, the pre-drop suck-in and impact prep. In the last bar, do a tiny pullback. You can drop swing group volume about 1 dB. Or slightly reduce the glue return. That little subtraction makes the drop feel bigger without you actually being louder. You can also do the suck-in without volume at all. Automate the utility width on a glue down toward mono, like 0 to 40%, just for that last bar. And on the Atmos, narrow with a bandpass filter briefly, then release both at the drop. The perceived impact is crazy, and your peak level barely changes. Optional. Tape stop vibes, but keep it on Atmos only. Use shifter or clip pitch automation on a texture layer. Do not mess with your anchors right before the drop unless you want chaos. Now, headroom protection checklist. Watch master peak and drum group peak. Put a utility at the end of the drum's group. If it's peaking too high, pull it down 1 to 3 dB. That's a clean gain stage, not a compromise. If your breakdown is louder than your drop, it's almost always the glue bus too hot, or reverb returns peaking, or saturation that isn't level matched. Quick, where is my headroom going test? Mute Atmos and check peak difference. Then mute return a glue and check peak difference. Then solo anchor and make sure the snare transient isn't being clipped upstream. Extra advanced safety. Transient safety valve on anchors. On the anchor group, at a limiter with ceiling minus 2 to minus 1, look ahead 1 millisecond, release auto. Aim for 0 to 1 dB of action on occasional peaks only. This isn't to make it loud, it's to stop rare accents from forcing your whole mix quieter. Now, a quick mid-side discipline tip for Jungle Atmos. On the Atmos group, set EQ 8 to M/S mode. High pass the mid a bit lower, like 90 to 120 Hz. High pass the size higher, like 180 to 300 Hz. That keeps width, but stops side low mids from making your master limiter tilt later. Old school wide fog, modern control, and a groove timing detail people miss. Reverb pre-delay should be locked to the vibe. At 172 BPM, try pre-delay around 20 to 28 milliseconds so the reverb answers the snare instead of smearing into it. If the snare feels less clear when you add verb, pre-delay and filtering are the first fixes, not just turning the verb down. Now a couple variation ideas if you want to go even deeper. Variation. Swing imprint via groove shape ducking.